Legislation aimed at cleaning up Utah's air is progressing in Utah's capital as lawmakers head into the second half of the 2015 general session. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Lawmakers seem wary about any air quality initiatives after fielding angry complaints from constituents about a proposal to ban wood burning all winter. Their caution bubbled up in a House committee hearing last week on a bill to scrap a state rule that generally means Utah's air quality controls can't be any different from federal ones. Representative Mike Noel is a Republican representing Kanab.
It doesn't make sense to me. You'll have to explain that to me. I still don't get it.
House Bill 226 would let regulators apply Utah-specific solutions to the state's unique air pollution problems. Republican Representative Becky Edwards of North Salt Lake wants lawmakers to ease what's often called the no more stringent standard, so state regulators would have more flexibility. During the hearing, she used a football analogy to explain how current state law effectively lets the Environmental Protection Agency dictate all of the game's rules.
What if, in addition to the EPA staying where those goalposts were going to be, they also told you every play in your playbook, every single play. You had to run it up the middle every single time you had the ball. You have a great wide receiver. You want to throw the ball to him every now and then. Nope, can't do it. You got a tight end that runs a 4-4-40. Can't do it. Can't throw to him. Mm-mm. Nope. Outside, that's different. That's considered more stringent.
Now I get it. Okay.
Lawmakers have 25 air quality bills and funding requests. Just over half have advanced so far. Mill Creek Democratic Representative Patrice Arendt is neither optimistic nor discouraged.
It's just too early. So we just have a long ways to go, and it's early in the session.
Edwards' bill passed committee unanimously last week and headed for a full House vote. Last year, a similar bill passed in the House but died in the Senate. Judy Faze, KUER News.